Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Which celebrity's career path would you like to follow?
That's a great way of voicing it. Yeah.
If you could choose to live your career out as a celebrity, whose would it be?
So, for example, Mark Rusciuto, Riverland legend, has a great footballing career, now enjoying a lucrative media career. He's on the radio in Adelaide and seems happy and crushing it.
Yeah.
Maybe TV's an option in the future. We don't know. He's only 47. Here's what I'm saying, though, Brooke. It's possible you could do a reverse Rusciuto.
You've
already got the radio career. What if you went back and, got in the AFLW?
Here's the problem with this. I've just crunched some numbers. If I was going to follow his career specifically, so he did 16 years of football before he retired. If I did 16 years of footy from today, I wouldn't retire until I'm 43.
Not bad.
It's too old for footy.
Well, I suppose maybe it doesn't have to be literally the exact same path, but you don't think, there are more and more AFLW teams popping up all the time. They're going to need more players.
Yeah, I don't think I could help.
Someone's got to fill Aaron Phillips' shoes on the Crows side of things.
You're talking to the least fit person ever. There's no way.
Hey, Aaron Phillips also has done the footy and radio thing, so you could also do her.
Do hers. She was football then radio, though, I think, and then back to football, doing the same thing at the same time. Yeah.
You can make it work. It's just about how badly you want it.
I don't really. This is your dream.
It is my dream. That'd be great.
Who would you go for?
I feel like, and this isn't a perfect answer, but it's along the right lines for me, someone like Frankie Muniz.
Oh, yeah, right.
You have a very lucrative career as a young'un, and now you're pretty much retired, right? He didn't ruin his life. His parents didn't steal all his money. He just invested in a few car parks and cashed out.
That's a good one. See, I was initially thinking one of the Kardashian Jenners, specifically Kendall, because okay. She's not had kids yet. She's like the least controversial. She's had problems. Of all of them. But yeah, now that you say that, I think maybe Emma Watson's probably a better one to go. Peak really early and then just be like the sweetheart of Hollywood and step away.
Yeah, she's still trying to make it work. People are a bit like, hey, is she a good actress? Is she a bad actress?
Yeah, but she's got so much money at this point, it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's a good point.
She's a good person.
And I haven't seen the films, but I'm guessing you get to kiss Harry Potter?
No.
Really? They don't kiss it ever? They never get a little kiss? I know they don't end up together.
You have got to watch the films. Oh, my goodness.
You get to give them a little best friend hug or something,
like
surely.
A hug, yeah. They don't have any romantic
I'll settle for Passion On with Hilary Duff in Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah, who can blame you? Fair
Absolutely.
Call.
Absolutely.